UHX test listing.
Brand UE, KI4 DOS mobile.
DOS, KO4 NUE. Can get your gas, Gary?
Yeah, I wasn't happy about it, but I got it. I didn't tell you that met up with Patrick yesterday. He got a cable that was messed up. One of the modular plugs, a little locking mechanism, was broke off of it. I had the connector, but I got down there, my crimping pliers wouldn't work. Mine were for a 6-pin and an 8-pin, and his was a 4-pin. So we didn't get his cable fixed.
Well, I dropped off a roll of control cable with him, I don't know, an hour or two ago, I guess. But I have got a Daniels kit, if that'll help him. It's a complete kit, and it'll do up to 32-pin, I think. But I'll talk with him about that. If he needs it, he's welcome to it.
Me yesterday that he said he looked them up online and there were a crimping tool was like $15. He said, I think I'll just order it. He said, it'll be here Monday.
Well, how much wires he got? I think, I may have dropped off maybe 100 foot with him. I don't know. I didn't count it.
Wire to go from the rotator control to the rotator?
Yeah, it's just on a roll. You have to put the ends on it yourself. But me and Chris had some laying around down there in the connexes, and we decided we'd give it to him, see if that'd help him.
That wasn't what we were working on yesterday. We were working on the control cable that goes from his control head to his radio on that D700 that he purchased. And it's got the RJ10 on the end of it. And if memory serves, I may be wrong on this, but if memory serves me correctly, he doesn't need any ends on the control box side of that rotator control. I don't know about the bottom of the rotator, though.
Either way, he's got it, and I've got an RJ10. I didn't know he needed it. You talking about RJ10, that looks like a little telephone jack, right?
Yeah, that would be the one. It's 4-pin.
4 pins. I'll give him a holler. I think I might go up there this weekend and help him. I don't know. He's going to give me a holler, but if that's the case, I'll just bring him with me.
If you go up there and y'all need some help, holler at me. I might ride up that way, too, just for grins and giggles.
He's gonna let me know, but I'll give you a holler. But I know for a fact I got a set. Now, finding them, well, now that's a different story.
I know that feeling. I got my, you've seen that little storage box I've got down under my workbench. I had the RJ45s and whatever the 6-pin are. I can't remember the name of it, RJ12 or something like that. And then I had one RJ10. So I just gave him that one connector because I only had one, but I think he'll get it all straightened out here very shortly. Chad, unfortunately, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and go in, and I'm going to go back out in the backyard and see if I can't get that 134-foot antenna up in the air today.
Good luck. Good luck. That's a lot of circle.
That sky wire I'm going to put up is 530 feet long.
Well, you need some help with it, let me know. I'd love to come help you.
You take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'm going to go in the house and see about Miss Joy. She was in the shower when I left, so I'm going to go in there and see if she got out of there okay without falling. And then we'll go from there. Talk to you later, Chad. 73, KO4NUE, KI4DOS Mobile.
Safe. Tell Joy I said hello. KO4NUE, I'm standing by. not quite readable. I got C something. Is that you, Dave? I can't quite make you out, bud. You are a lot of noise in and out. I don't know whether you're out of range or your metal buildings or what, but you're not quite making it in there.
On Interstate 26, eastbound Greenville, and Highway 25, and probably not within range of the receiver yet. Or we got too many mountains to overcome.
I got you that time. You on I-26 headed this way?
Got my sugar-free chocolate cream pie, and I'm headed home.
Thank you.
Grinning ear from ear to ear.
Tell me about it. I mean, is it good?
They sweeten it with this new sweetener that just came out. I can't remember. It starts with an M. It's delicious, and it's real thick, and the whipped cream's as thick as the chocolate, and it's like 4 inches tall, and the crust is delicious. Everything, every bit of it's delicious.
Plus now, I wish I hadn't asked.
Peace, I'll drop one off. You tell me where you live.
Live? Come on up. KN4BWA.
I see. You don't need a piece of sugar-free chocolate cream pie.
Chocolate.
I'm on 26. I'm going to drop back out here in a minute. I just hit a good spot here.
Over there at Marjorie's.
Into Maggie Valley Monday, and then we left Tuesday morning and went to Atlanta to see my cousin Allie. She's 97, and her daughter Renee, and who's also our cousin, and we just had a great time. So we saw her Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning, and we ate supper with Renee, our cousin. Tuesday night, she took us to a place in Atlanta, close by, and it was just fantastic. It's called The Lawrence. I've never heard of it, but I would highly recommend it.
You'll have to tell us where it is sometime. Are you still in there, Boomer?
Yeah, I'm still here, bud.
Next week, are we doing that? Tuesday night? Thursday night next week. Okay, good deal. Have you sent out that sheet yet with all the assignments?
We have collected, we've collected a couple more calls, and me and the secretary are going to clean all of that up tomorrow and get it in a much better format. We, you know, that was a working copy anyway, but we're going to actually post some instructions with it as well. So, yes, we do have you on the log, and when we get it cleaned up, we'll get it out on a mass email.
Roger. Sounds like a winner to me. All right. Well, listen, I'll let you guys carry on, and I'll talk to you later. 73s. Drive careful, Dave. Be careful coming back down that hill. And stop by. I'm on your way back down the hill. Stop by with that cream pie. KN4BWA. I'm out of the way. Clear.
See, I'm clear.
Oh, have a good afternoon, and I'll fight the traffic here. 73's KB4 CPA, and I'll be monitoring.
DJW, KN4BWA. DJW, KN4BWA. CPA monitoring.